Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome back to the Cross in Kerrville show. Good to have you listening in today. My co-host today is Matt Teichla. And Matt, we've got Blair Guidry back again from last week. He's going to share some things again that we weren't able to get to last week.
Thank you, Roy. I'm glad to be back here again. Again, this is Matt Teichla. I am a member of the board of directors on the Coming King Foundation. I've been with the organization about 2.5 years. My third year anniversary will be this fall. And I'd just like to welcome Blair to our studios again.
Great to be here again.
Glad to have you here, Blair. Blair's background, he is the Louisianian. Are you officially a Cajun?
Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. I love what the Cajun Navy did back in Harvey, after Harvey came through and devastated Houston. And so hats off to all the Cajuns out there. Glad to have you on board today. And just we're going to go into some more detail about some of the things you discussed last show. And first of all, I want to thank you for being with us again, like I said. And just we're so blessed by your previous testimony, and we're looking forward to hearing so many more.
My pleasure.
So tell us more about what you're experiencing now that you're in Kerrville. You were a former police officer in Houston.
Yes.
Survived that.
Survived.
A career in that. And I remember last time you talked about how after you were saved, you had a captive audience in your police cruiser in the back seat, and you took advantage of it to share the gospel with them. Now, how do you use those experiences? You work with some pretty tough customers. How does that focus your thoughts and focus your approach when you see people at the cross and at throughout your day-to-day life?
No, very interesting to ask that. I've come. God is moving me into the realization that any of the gifts that He's given you are activated by love, and you have to. Love activates all the gifts of the Spirit. Love activates the evangelism part. I don't want anyone to go to hell. That's my passion. So I will preach the gospel to the unsaved in a heartbeat, especially the ones that are tough about it. I like the ones that I love to talk to people that don't want to know the Lord or have no interest in salvation, have no interest in the spiritual gifts or spiritual life. That God loved this crazy man into the kingdom, so I in turn want to love them into the kingdom.
What's the you've been with the cross for several years?
About 4 years now.
About 4 years mm-hmm. now. And you're still working in Kerrville part-time. You retired once. Now
yes.
You're unretired and you're working here in a local area.
That's right.
With the days that you do come to the cross, tell us some of the things you're experiencing for people who may not be aware of what's happening here or what they see here. Give us some highlights of what you see on a day-by-day basis.
Basically, I let people know that this is, we're not a denomination whatsoever. I call it the Church of the Open Doors, where everyone's allowed in with spiritual beliefs, with no spiritual beliefs. We have no condemnation on anybody who walks in the front door. I gratefully say that you don't have to tell me your sins that you have committed or are committing. My interest is to introduce you to the sin forgiver. And that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm, that way we were able to talk. I'm able to talk to anyone and everyone because of the no condemnation attitude.
And they don't feel like you're judging them.
Absolutely.
Because that's a lot of reasons why people don't go to church, I would think, is my experience has been talking to people, is they don't want to go there and be condemned.
Absolutely. I don't have a background in as far as a degree in theology or been to any seminaries to become a pastor. God let me know years ago that He doesn't always use the gifted, and sometimes maybe not even use the gifted, but He'll gift the faithful every time. So I faithfully walk up, and He'll gift me with things that blows my mind.
Well, the success of the cross, I think, is a reflection upon the philosophy you're talking about, because they've had that ever since they opened it. And so it's obviously working because it's very successful. It's growing, and you don't have to have a degree, and you don't have to sit on the first pew of a church, which is not bad, but it's not necessary to be enjoying the benefits of the cross.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you're experiencing. I've read and I've heard some of the things through our organization about healings. Specifically, there was a person I understand was healed of shingles in her throat.
At the cross a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to one of the other chaplains about sharing the gospel. I use this gospel a track of sharing Jesus without fear. If you can turn pages in a book, you can share the gospel the way that I've used it now. And I was sharing with her, and I gave her a pamphlet, and she turns to a lady that just walked up to her and started sharing the gospel, sharing the track with her, and then turns to me, and then I share the gospel with her, and she gave her life to Jesus. It was just an instant thing like that. And just a few minutes later, a guy walked up who had a burning sensation in his throat for months because of shingles in his throat. And he couldn't swallow without hurting, burning. Within a minute of praying, we laid hands on the brother and prayed for him. He took a gulp and said, "This is the first time in months he's never felt any pain." Hmm. So God, a salvation, God healed this man right in front of us. And before it was over with, I baptized a 9-year-old boy. So it was just...
just a typical day at the cross.
I call that gravy on top of rice. That's just lovely stuff.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And for those people who are tuning in for the first time, we experience that up at the cross on a continuous basis.
Absolutely.
All the time. It's we don't take it for granted. We appreciate it, but we see things that people will travel around the world to go to different famous places for healing, but it's happening here in Texas.
It's happening
every day in Texas. The tour guide chaplains, I like to think of it as we're the witnesses for the organization. It's happening with or without us. And we hear through the mail, through the email, and through testimonies of people, it may be years later, we'll hear about things like that. We talked earlier about also, let me shift gears, more somber note. You lost a wife to a car wreck.
1997, yes, sir.
And you experienced grief that most people don't ever have to experience or want to experience. How does that shape you when you meet people at the cross who are grieving or are going through loss?
Very interesting. A couple of weeks ago, at one time I walked out a Sunday afternoon, there were five chaplains at the cross all at one time working. I thought that was wonderful. Never see that very much. And one of the chaplains walked over to me, knew my testimony, and said he walked me over to a family that had just lost a child. Mother lost a child, husband lost a wife in a car wreck just recently. And he knew my background and said, I think you need to minister to them. And I spent about a half hour with them, praying with the mother and especially praying with the father who needed to hear from me. And I realized with praying with him and talking to him and just being there just to listen to him made all the difference in the world to him because of what I've been through.
I found what experience is the art up the cross. We have a beautiful sculptures at the cross in the garden. The fisher of men is the first thing people see. It's Christ holding a net. It's supposed to represent his first meeting with Peter and Andrew, his first disciples. Mm-hmm. He said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. In the center, you see Christ on the white horse as the coming king, returning in glory from Revelation 19:11. And then you see Christ washing Peter's feet, divine servant. Then the other one, you'll see the globe. It's sitting on an open Bible to the Great Commission. And then the, it's not the center, but it's the centerpiece of the garden is the cross. Right. 77 feet, 7 inches tall, massive iron cross. It's rusted to help represent the blood Christ shed for us. It's empty to show that Christ is no longer with us. When you give tours to people, again, I'll tell people who are listening, if you have a large group, please call us, give us a heads up, and we'll make sure one of our tour guide chaplains is there to help explain what they're seeing and to give them a first-class tour of the garden. Tell us some of your highlights of giving tours, if you could, please.
One of the tours I gave was to a group, a motorcycle group that goes out and helps kids that lost families or lost family members or bullied or things like that. They're mm-hmm. they're really great people, good Christian group. And I was going to give the packet I have. I have a packet that I could just read off of to give them the tour of the garden. But God let me put that down and begin to share with them about forgiveness. For some reason, that's what God put on my heart. And 20 or 30 people in the group needed to hear that. It was as far as my testimony for them. So God uses me even in the tour guide part to minister to people. Mm-hmm. And but we see groups and groups and groups and groups come up to the cross, yeah, as part of their trip to the hill country.
From all over the world.
I've met them from all over the world. Germany, Barcelona, I met a guy one time I was up there sitting, he was sitting down, it was just me and him, him and I, and I said, sir, where are you from? He said, Barcelona. I said, Spain? He said, yes. I sat down next to him. I said, explain to me how you got here, sir.
Yeah, those are some great stories.
Yeah, so, I mean, he heard about the cross in a restaurant in New York City and flew to San Antonio to come to the cross. Yeah.
Wow.
So we see him from all over the world.
All of our eyes are going up, huh?
Yeah. New York City. Anyway. Yeah, we don't even have pamphlets out there.
No, yeah, we need to get some pamphlets up in New York City.
We don't have a billboard out there. But we have amazing things happening here. And for those who haven't been here, we're in Kerrville, Texas at 520 Benson Drive. And you can find us on the web at thecomingkingfoundation.org. I want to talk to you a little bit more things that happen there that may not happen. They're more formalized sometimes, but at churches, at the buildings where people get the congregations. But we have baptisms.
Yes,
Tell me about some of the baptisms you may have witnessed or been partaking in.
I think I've since we've had the water in the Coming King statue, the water down at the bottom, I think I've baptized around 30 people since we had wow. water in there. Last mm-hmm. weekend, I baptized 5.
Even when the water's cold.
Yes.
I asked every one of them last week, are you sure you want to do this?
Not me.
The water's cold. And they said, absolutely. So even one was a 12-year-old boy that was planned. They planned for me to be up there to baptize him. And it was really cold that night, but he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And trooper he was. And so baptisms mostly are just... it's like a domino effect. One person gets baptized and you have people lining up wanting to do baptism. So it's a great thing.
They call it the herd effect.
Yeah. And that's an awesome thing. Have you witnessed, no, I think we talked about it before, you've seen miracle signs and wonders.
Absolutely.
We're getting down to our last few minutes here. Tell us at the top of your mind, what are one of the most amazing things you have witnessed of God's love through his personal intervention?
I see a lot of people come to forgiveness of fathers, mothers, things that have taken place. It's the love of God that inside the cross, forgiveness is talked about in one of the deals up in the middle of the cross,
placards, yeah.
placards of the mm-hmm. cross. And I've ministered by just circling my finger around the word forgiveness. And I said, can we go there with people? And the love of God, I had a guy from Chicago, Illinois, that finally forgave his father who walked away from him. He was 9 years old, and he was 41 at the time that we prayed together, and he forgave his father. Mm-hmm. And that was lifted off his shoulders, that unforgiveness. So I've seen a lot of unforgiveness taken place at the cross, that God leads them into a forgiving nature, and they can let that off their shoulders.
Right. And I've always understood, and I've had some wise instruction that to get me to this point myself, is that forgiveness is not for the other person necessarily, but it's for you. Because as long as you don't
forgive, they don't care. It's yeah. what goes through your heart.
And they may be dead already. If you don't forgive somebody, you're a prisoner to them.
Right.
Period. You got to forgive them and let that go, and don't let them have that control over your thoughts anymore. And it's just a way to release that.
At another time, I'll explain about my forgiveness story with this. And
it's kind of like rust in pipes or a car. If you don't get rid of it, it'll eat you alive. Exactly. Little at a time, it'll just eat you away. And the next thing you know, you have nothing but a shell left of yourself because of that.
Right. Exactly. Well, great. Well, Blair, we're glad you could join us here this week.
My pleasure.
We're looking forward to seeing more of you up at the cross, and come back and see us anytime.
Sure.
It's good to see you again, Blair.
Good to see you again,
and,
buddy.
Let me ask you, are you a real Cajun and have crawfish every time of the season, or do you not?
I didn't just come here to meet my wife. She is a Cajun also.
Oh, so she knows how to cook.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
I got to ask you this question. I've asked this of all Cajuns. Do you cook the best gumbo?
I had to give that one to my wife. She makes it better.
Because you know what? Every Cajun I've ever talked to, I said, who cooks the best gumbo, do you know? I do. But we appreciate you being here, and thanks for all the things you do for the Cross in Kerrville. And one more time, let them know how weak they can get in touch with us if you don't know, sir.
If you want to come here physically, we're located at 520 Benson Drive off of I-10, exit 508 in Kerrville, Texas. To call us at 830-928-7774, and on the web at thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Matt Teichla and Blair Guidry, we appreciate you coming and being with us at the Cross in Kerrville show. Here's Matt Teichla with our Vistas comments.
Thank you, Roy. Karen wrote in, it's very inspiring. I appreciate the Bible verses explaining how to find forgiveness and acceptance with God. David wrote, beautiful sculpture, great scripture, and a spiritual feel that makes the experience super. Edna mentions, it's a great place, don't miss it. Sandra mentions, wonderful places to visit. Chad says, super anointed place. You really feel the presence of God here. Took my family here and we walked and walked. Mary Ann from Del Rio wrote, dear citizens involved with this, this is a blessing. It feels peaceful and heartwarming. I would visit this place every day if I lived here. Perry said, it's beautiful and breathtaking. Ellen mentions, oh my gosh, you have to go. It's fantastic, clean, quiet, beautiful. Helen says, it's a very spiritual place you must visit. Amy said, "I love that place. It's so very peaceful." And lastly, Dennis says it's a very well done project.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.